This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rohn.
From Bangalore, India, Ravi Kendall. Ravi is at a Fearless conference in the United States, and there he is sharing with us how angels appear and direct his life and sometimes kick him out of bed. He's also sharing with us how God speaks to him every day. I think that's something we all need. He is going to share some deep insights where sometimes we know the mind of God, but we do not know the heart of God. Today, from Ravi's heart and his ministry, here's Ravi Kendall.
Thank you.
All right. It's been fun. I've been roller coaster of conference in the States. We had an amazing time in Chicago with Darren Wilson. He had a conference there set for me, and we did morning 9 to evening 11 o'clock. And after that 3 days, I flew from Chicago to Florida. There from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was speaking all day. It's been fun. It's been fun to see what God is doing and what is really doing. 2 weeks back, I had a small escape, I should say. I was coming back from a village where we shared the gospel with the Indian, the team that we had from Global. We went to share the gospel. Everything was well and good. And the next after a week, I went down there to just do the follow-up work. And as I was doing that, everything went well. As I was coming back, some two men stopped me, bruised me so bad. I had to go down unconscious on the ground. They pulled me out of the car, beat me so bad. I had to go unconscious for I don't know how many hours I was unconscious. First time when I woke up, I don't know, I should have called my wife. All I did was I called my mom. And all I said, Mom, something happened, just fell back again. My mom is freaking out, and she freaks the whole world, feels like. Where is Ravi? What happened? Something happened to Ravi. And everybody is freaking out, everybody is searching everywhere. And the second time when I woke up, I found myself in the car, closed doors, having my hands on my steering wheel, and a fellow sitting behind me, and he says, Ravi, let's roll, let's go. And as all I knew in that motion of not knowing where I was, all that I knew was someone sitting behind me and putting his hands on me from sitting behind me and looking at the window or the windshield and holding, you're okay, let's go, keep going straight, you're all right. And all that I heard was just he talking to me, all telling me what to do and what not to do. Put your brakes on, put your left signal on. That was fun to have him. I called my wife and I said, she called me actually, then she started saying, how are you doing, what's happening? And she knew, she said, oh, are you okay, stop wherever you are, we're going to come and pick you up. And I said, no, I'm fine. Are you alone? No, someone is sitting behind me. Is it an angel? I don't know. He doesn't look like, he doesn't smile. He's like an FBI CEO guy. He never smiles. And she was talking to me, all that this fellow said, Ravi is okay. He is okay. Julie said, Did someone talk to you? Did he talk to you? I said, what did he talk to you? What did he say? Tell me back, what did he say? These are the words he said. Oh my goodness. Hey, by the way, Julie heard you. How are you all? And I just talked to him back, and Julie was freaking out because she heard an angel speak to her on the phone. And my sister Jackie's here. She was with Julie, my wife, and they're both freaking out, and in terms of Julie heard, my wife heard this angel talking to me, and I don't remember what Julie said. I think Julie said hi or something like that. And in that motion, I didn't know what I was doing. And I came home driving and I turned towards my house. This guy disappears into instantly. And my wife says, where is that? Where is your angel? Well, he disappeared. I asked him to, I was about to tell him to come have coffee and just go. He didn't stay for a coffee. But I'm glad he was with me, telling me where to go, where not to go. I'm so glad. I believe God sends his angels in protection of his sons and daughters. Though he doesn't speak, though he doesn't smile. I'm sure he's not, the reason he's not smiling, in India, drive a car, you don't usually smile. You got to be very serious. You got to put your eyes on the focus. You got to do that. If you don't do that, you die. So angel, I don't know whether he was blinking or not. He was just staring at the rear window. Take right, take left, wave to your left. Do not go straight. It was so good. I had another angel come to me. Is it anybody? One angel comes to me I was speaking in Chicago a few nights back, and the angel comes to me, and the angel says, three times he wakes me up, I would not wake up. Fourth time he wakes me up, I would not wake up. The fifth time, what he did was he kicked me out of my bed. When he kicked me, I fell on the ground, all he did is screamed again. I said, looked at him, I said, kicking is okay. Why did you have to scream on me? I said, I want you to wake up and I want you to fully awake to what I had to say. And he said, by the way, good to see you. I said, usually angels come to me and talk to me in my language. This fellow was an English fellow. And this guy was talking to me, is your time okay, dude? Someone didn't get it. Is your time okay? It's been good, dude. So, what did you just say, dude? Who are you? I'm sent by your daddy in heaven. I heard you did an amazing job yesterday. Well done, dude. Well done. You portrayed daddy. Daddy did an amazing job. Daddy wanted to come and talk to you. Daddy wanted to come and see you. But I stopped him I wanted to come and see you, who you are. The heaven is talking about you. I wanted to see you. So I said, you stopped daddy to come and you came to see me? What kind of American angel are you from? I guess you've been in the New York area, dude, cool, They just spoke so many things that I didn't understand because he was speaking in American language. Later on, the Lord told me, he said, why did you send the cool dude? Why not you talk to me, Jesus? You see, angels, when we are in the presence of God, when we get to do what daddy asks us to do, angels talks about us there. You know why angels talk about us there? The reason he talks about us there is because when we get to obey daddy every moment of his life, the angels, the heavens shake because we are in obedience in his presence. The more I am obedient in his presence, I get to act like him. You don't have to act like any other big speakers so called. You're backed up by the King of Kings who created you either way. You see, I believe what the angel cool dude angel told me is, this is the area, this is the time where where my sons or daughters are going to be used like Elijah. You see, Elijah is the only person in the whole Bible, is the only prophet in the whole Bible who did not listen to his word. All he did, he challenged God and said, If I am your servant, let the fire come. If I am your servant, I cease the rain for another 3 years. He was the only prophet in the whole Testament, in the whole of New Old Testament. He was the only fellow he's the only prophet who literally understood God, and he brought God wherever he goes. Wherever he went, all he did was when he spoke, Daddy signed on his behalf. Daddy signed on his behalf because he did not understand the mind of God. He understood the God's heart instead. A lot of times we understand the acts of God rather than heart of God. Act is what? How do I understand how to perform miracles? How do I understand how to prophesy? How do I do this? How do I do that? All that Daddy is saying, our Father in heaven is saying, forget about what you want to do. How do you want to do? Every situation is different because I am the creator of the situation. Walk in obedience. That is when I get to show you. I don't have to hear the voice of God to tell me. Elijah never heard. Daddy didn't tell him. God didn't tell him to do this. God didn't tell him to go to Baal's. Baal got to bring all the 400 prophets and tell, if your God is a God, let him challenge you. I challenge you. I challenge you today. If your God can bring the fire down, I challenge you today. And the Bible says, every prophet in that 400 prophets did everything possible the whole day, cried out to their boy God. Nothing happened. All he did is, if I am your servant, Lord, would you, I ask the fire to come upon. Daddy didn't tell him, Jesus did not, God didn't tell him that, God didn't tell him to do things. He never told him to go to the Baal gods, bring all the prophets, and tell him to do those dareful things that this prophet did. But what God did, he did not. He listened to every word Elijah said, and he brought down. Daddy signed on his behalf because he did not understand the mind of God. He understood the God's heart instead. A lot of times we understand the acts of God rather than heart of God. He brought down fire because Elijah understood the heart of God rather than mind of God. The key for today's spiritual reasoning in the world today that is really getting out into our lifestyles is understanding Him rather than understanding the situation. The more you understand situation, your situation controls over you. Guys, we have not been created to controlled by the control. We have been created to control the situation and make that situation work for us rather than we work for the situation. We are not ruled by what I see. I am ruled with what I see, what Daddy does. And I walk with that footstep.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you, Ravi Kendall from Bangalore, India. Well, my friend, today was the first part of a three-part series. Tune in to the next program for part two.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can get in touch with Dr. Jim Rome. Call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
We as Christians, so-called, we're so into our own rather than taking our constitution, saying, no, it's not about we, the people, it's God, the people. When that is understood, I tell you, things change in our lives.
Today on our program, we present the third part of a series with Ravi Kundal, our visitor from India, as he's speaking at a conference at Global in the United States. Today, he tells a story of where Jesus asked him to jump off a train and into some mud, and there he ruins one of his shirts, one of his favorite white shirts. Somebody also is jumping with him, and that person's jumping to commit suicide. Ravi is so angry about ruining his shirt. Then he realizes this is an assignment from heaven, so he screams at the other man, "Do you know Jesus?" What a wonderful story. Ravi will bless you today. Also on our program, if you have listened to earlier part of the series when an angel kicked Ravi out of bed, and the angel spoke in English. In fact, the angel spoke in American English, and he called Ravi dude and called himself dude. And that's what you'll hear Ravi tell some more, what this dude said today, and it was an angel from God. Also, you'll hear today that Ravi calls his Heavenly Father, Daddy, Daddy. What an interesting character in his ministry, in his life, and adventures. So today we continue adventures with Ravi Kundal. Here's Ravi.
I was studying this Bible college in Bob Jones University, second year. In my second year, this small guy comes to me and he says, Anna means big brother. My sister is possessed. I want you to come to deliver him. She's about to tell him that we don't believe in demons. My friend comes running to me and he says, Ravi, don't worry. I'll show you what these things are. I've done this before. I said, I was excited. I was very excited because I'm going to learn from this guy. So he took me with me, and we went to this home. To make the story short, it's never short. I went to this home, went to this family's house. Here's this lady sitting in the corner of the house and looked to us. As she was looking at me and this pastor, my pastor, she looked at me as though to consume or kill me with her eyesight. I looked at her. I was laughing at her. I was not afraid because something's going to happen, right? This guy is there. He's going to do some miracles. So I'm there. I'm looking. I'm going to see. I'm laughing at him, laughing at her, because I was excited to see what God's going to do through him. And this fellow walks into his place and says, in little further, into Jesus' name, I want the demons to come out. This lady says, in other words, come little further. And he goes little further. In Jesus' name, leave. He says, no, come more further. And I don't know what happened to him. He takes his Bible, puts on his head. As soon as he puts the Bible on her head, all of a sudden, these demons just go down, calm, just become calm. And he was about, he put his Bible on the right on his head, and he was going to tell me something. I saw this whole picture happening, and she turns herself towards his back and she kicks him so hard. He was in the air, put his head, his stomach hit the wall first, right beside me. His stomach hit the first and his nose second. He was out. He was out. There were 10 people, 10 to 15 people, 10 to 13 people, I think. As soon as he fell, every head turned towards me. So, it's your turn, Pastor. What you going to do? And said, where is the toilet here? could you show me a toilet? The bathrooms are outside the house, right? So usually most of the bathrooms in the village are outside. So I went to this bathroom, and I was like, Daddy, I went on my knees. It was the stinkiest bathroom in the world. It was bad. I was on my knees, and I was saying, Daddy, you're awesome, God. You're holy God. I worship you, Jesus. I believe in that God Daddy, I know that you are there here. If you are there here, Jesus, I want to see that chariot come. I want that chariot to come, Jesus. Didn't you not call me as a prophet? I want that chariot to come. I was looking for an escape out. Where is that chariot? You see, I cannot run away, because if I run away, it's a bad name to Christianity. There is no other way, but only way is disappearing. All that I heard was knocking at my door. Pastor, are you okay? I opened the door. Yeah, yeah, I'm okay. I'm coming out. I opened the door. As soon as I opened the door, this 10, 15 people became 30 to 40 people. The word went out saying, one fellow is out, another fellow is going to be out. Come see the drama. I was then, as I was walked in, I was walking out, I hear this voice out from inside. Don't let that fellow come inside. I said, who? Don't let Pastor Ravi come inside. Everybody looked at me and said, I think she's talking about you, sir. We went in. As soon as I went inside. As soon as she saw me, all she did is took her two hands, put her in her eyes and said, I cannot see you, Pastor. I cannot see you. You look so bright. I looked at her and said, you are lying. There is no bright. No one sees me bright. I don't see me bright. You're lying to me. I can't see you, Pastor. I cannot see you. Something came upon me. I don't know what happened. I went further and said, all that I said was, in the name of Jesus, you leave. As soon as I said that, I don't know what happened. She just rolled in that room. Everybody was so scared to death. There were two exit doors, only one door and small window. They're all the 10 people, 15 people, scared to death to get out. And as soon as she woke up, she said, sir, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. All I said was, go, someone feed this hungry girl. As soon as I said that, I ran out, stood on the rock, and everybody just tried to run away, and someone were talking, and I said, guys, don't stop here. I'm here to tell you something. Today, if you do not receive Jesus as your personal Savior, if you don't receive your Jesus, this Jesus, our God, my God, who is different than any other gods, if you don't receive Jesus as your personal Savior, the demons who left her are ready to come inside you guys. Ooh. Every tongue, every knee shall bow before God. Every knee were down on their feet, on their knees, saying, Jesus, I need you. That was wrong, but a little, you know, anyways. Today, we have, usually in my organization, we have a rule saying you have to have 30 families to become a church. You cannot have two families and make a church. You have to have 30 families. That day, we have 42 families assigned to make a church. We have a church building in that same place today. The same lady who was out from that demon, she got married to a pastor. She have her husband there. They minister to 4,000 to 5,000 people every Sunday in their worship service. That is a miracle by itself. All that Daddy desires us to be, we become a royal family members in His kingdom, rather than being a servants in other kingdom called fear. You see, Daddy doesn't want us to. Daddy desires us to get out. Get out from the comfortable zone called, oh, I know only this. Guys, Daddy desires us to get out of our comfortable zone and say, I am ready, Jesus. I am ready. You know, when the cool dude came to me, and told me this amazing stories that's going to happen in this nation. Listen, this is what's happened. This is what's going to happen. Daddy, that angel said, you know, Dad's going to use, he's going to do amazing revival in the United States. Whoa, that's good. He's going to use the older generation to raise this nation in coming days. What about the new generation, Jesus? What about new generation? They will cheer this older generation people. They are the ones who will stand, will take the torch and run. And the new generation people, they're going to walk with them. They're going to carry the water balls with them, because they, when they get weary, they are right there. They're right there. Guys, we think the new generation is going to take the cause of the Christianity. No, it is the older generation, guys. It is the older generation. It is our fathers. It is our fathers. It is our mothers. It is that very generation who have the testimony in God. Bless them as much as you can. You will be blessed. That is the real generation. That is the real, real Jerusalem we got to lift and pray for. It is our responsibility as youngsters. It is our responsibility as a Christian, so-called. We are supposed to be encouraging our pastors who are running before us. Revival will start with the older generation. With that older generation, we will run with them. All he said was, when would revival come to this nation, Pastor Ravi? And I said, ma'am, you are a revival. You are a revival because you speak the word, things happen. You speak the word in the Senate, things will happen. You do this, things will happen. You are the queen in the kingdom. Guys, listen up. The older generation are waiting for us to pray for them. They're waiting for us to cheer them. Saying, let's go, let's go, let's go. You see, we as Christians, so-called, we're so into our own rather than taking our constitution, saying, not, it's not about we, the people, it's God, the people. When that is understood, I tell you, things change in our lives. Who are we available to? Are we available? Are we really waiting for the situation to come and tell us what to do? Are we go to the situation, tell the situation, that is not how it's going to run. This is how it's going to run, because Daddy's told me to do this. Daddy's looking for not cheerers. Daddy's looking for goers.
Your journey here is in there. If to God you have been true, fair and bright, your home in glory, your enraptured soul will you. Changing hand, hold to His hand, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal.
Flying with Global Air Force.